You're listening to Pella versus Pella Christian Basketball, powered by Bank Iowa on FM 92.1 KRLS Knoxville, Pella KRLS HD1 Knoxville, Pella and Pella Dutch Live. It's our continuing coverage of Pella boys basketball following a 74-44 win over Pella Christian here with head coach Derek Schulte. This interview is powered by Hy-Vee. And coach, this is the most lopsided game in this rivalry in many, many years. Often it's very close. The first matchup was, but it's very clear that your team has found a different gear since the last time you saw this Eagles team dominating this game largely wire to wire. Coach, your thoughts about how your guys were able to once again not just beat a team but put them away in the second half, use defense to create offense, and really we're seeing the signs of the team you want to be coming up in late February.
Yeah, we were really pleased with the defensive effort, and I think you've seen the growth in that from the first time we played them to now. And I thought our guys did a great job of playing to the scout, playing physical, battling on the glass. That's a team that really gets to the offensive glass, averaging 11 offensive boards a game. And they had a stretch there, but for a lot of the game, we held them to one and done. And then that allows us to get out in transition. And we know that's when we're at our best offensively. It was fun to see a lot of different guys involved and making positive contributions tonight. And our depth was tested. Obviously, Nate Warner's out. Brayden's out for a big portion of this game with a cut. And so all of a sudden, multiple guys stepped up, and it's exactly what we had hoped for. Guys just were whatever combinations out there continued to be locked into what we tried to do on both ends of the floor.
And again, like you mentioned, there was just that little stretch where PC had about six offensive rebounds in about a four-minute period. They didn't have a single one in the second half, and that obviously one and done. Pella Christian didn't have the firepower to keep that up, and your guys going down and converting. And then in that third and fourth quarter, it was all of a sudden the steals and just extending your pressure defense. And I know that we talk a lot about the offense when you talk about Pella basketball, but when you've had your best teams, including that title team a few years ago, it was the defense that really locked things in. And I imagine you and I just talked a week ago about taking steps, and those steps continue to improve with no major foul trouble tonight and being able to be very aggressive. Pella Christian never felt comfortable.
You know, early in this season, we were struggling to defend without fouling. We were trying to be physical, but we were putting our hands on, just being too aggressive. We did a better job of that tonight. And then I think a big part of our defense is trying to eventually force teams into a few turnovers. And we were able to do that, convert. It complements our pace on the offensive end. But maybe what I was most proud of is just when it was in the half court, where it, and sometimes it was just a battle in there, and our guys were willing to stay in that fight defensively and really try to make it hard on them because they got some good length and some advantages there and just tried to make them hit tough twos.
Well, and you talked already about the 10 deep rotation that you have, and obviously no doubt that you missed Nate and his physicality, but by tightening it a little bit, boy, it feels like right now it's been very seamless, and there's been no drop-off, at least in the games I've seen recently, and part of it is maybe that slight dip in competition, but 1 through 10, everybody feels comfortable, they're contributing like you said, and there's no doubt, right, Jack and Austin are going to have their huge games, and those guys are kind of your pillars, but boy, oh boy, the tribe right around them is just getting stronger every game, and I can't imagine how excited you are knowing in the postseason that you're going to need 1 through 10 if you're going to go get that ultimate goal.
You're exactly right. You know, I think first half, both Jack and Austin were in double figures, but then you have Harry that comes in and has double figures tonight. Recently, it's been Colin. We've had Brayden in there. Tyson's gotten there. So we've had a lot of different people step up in those ways. And what I think this team is starting to realize is that winning plays is a really important thing. And winning plays is not just on the offensive end and settling into roles defensively on the glass, being facilitators. It's fun to see this group develop, come together. As we talked about earlier, we're really pleased with where we're at. We think we are peaking at the right time, but we're not satisfied yet, right? There's small things that we got to continue to work on as we head into a busy three-game stretch next week.
Here with Pella head coach Derek Schulte, this interview is powered by Hy-Vee as the Dutch all over the Eagles tonight, 74-44. And you talked about it, a step up in competition next week and a step up just on the stage. And we'll talk about the specific game on Monday, but this might be the kind of pinch point, right? You've seen a lot of improvement. Obviously, you learned a lot from playing those tough teams, and not to say these teams aren't good that you've been playing, but maybe not state tournament caliber teams like you saw with Western Christian, Granby Christian, and so on. Well, that change is coming up here over the next three games, at least in terms of talent, some 4A schools. It may not be in the 4A tournament, but may make some noise there. This is probably the real measuring stick coming up this week.
You know, Monday is, you know, I think twofold of we got to schedule this game at Wells Fargo. One, we hope it's a great experience for all levels in our program. We got ninth grade, JV, and varsity. And that was a big piece, is that just opportunity for all of our kids to play on that stage, on that floor, is fun. And then obviously you do hope it's a prep piece, right? It's opportunity to get experience in a unique environment, and so we look forward to that. And then we know, hey, senior night on Tuesday, Indianola. Our seniors have been terrific this year, and it hasn't always been easy as you look back early, but they've done a great job leading by example, staying with the idea of let's just keep getting better, and there's better days ahead, and now we've gotten there. And then Friday at DCG, and as you said, both Indianola and DCG, 4A schools, both talented, should be a fun week.
And both matchups were really close just a little bit ago there, too, and this gets to even a little bit of a bigger question. We always check in on that, and you're in the rankings at number 9. I'm not sure what the upward mobility is there. You'll probably be somewhere in that 7 to 10 range if you can keep winning some of these games. And not that that's what the players are focused on, but obviously when the whole schedule comes down to what the ranking committee thinks, these are pretty critical games to ensure that you have, if not a home path all the way through, a favorable matchup as much as that can be in Class 3A going to Wells Fargo.
Yeah, it's one of those things we don't control, but we'd be lying if they didn't say there's not importance to it, right? It's because it's tied to tournament paths and seeds now, that's a little bit different. There's two more rankings out there. How we've tried to focus is just on the things we can control, and that's these games, these next four games coming up, and where it leads us is where it leads us, and we'll take whatever matchup we get, and we feel like, hey, if we keep taking care of business here, you know, hopefully in the long term we are rewarded.
And then Monday, you alluded to it, so tickets are available online, all levels, 9, JV, and varsity. We'll have the varsity game coming up at the end of that evening between North Polk and Pella, and the Comets, I think, maybe a little disappointed with where their season went. They preseason were talked about as being a possible tournament team in that Raccoon River Conference, have kind of struggled is a strong word. They're about a 500 team in that really tough league, but just a little bit ago, they beat an undefeated Ballard team, so it's not a team that you can certainly walk over, and one maybe starting to find their stride a little bit. Nothing for granted on Monday, and maybe one of your last, in fact, probably your last major Class 3A test coming up Monday at Wells Fargo Arena.
Yeah, it should be fun. Good program. We know the athletes they have, obviously, as we met them in the football championship, and so it'll be a battle there. You're right. There's been some up-and-down moments for them, but when they're playing well, they're really good, as obviously they had beaten an undefeated number one Ballard team at that time, and so that's a fun test for us, as we haven't had as much crossover in the Raccoon River as maybe some years, and so it gives us a measuring stick as we start getting into tournament of where we're at.
It should be a whole lot of fun. Again, tickets are available online. We will have coverage of the varsity game at approximately 6:45 from Wells Fargo Arena Monday night on 92.1 KRLS. It's Pella head coach Derek Schulte following a 74-44 win over Pella Christian. This interview powered by Hy-Vee. Coach, appreciate your time, and we'll see you Monday for hopefully a state tournament preview. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.